All right, news today coming from everybody around the sports landscape. The Pac-12 is adding Gonzaga as a member in all sports the school plays starting July 2026. The Pac-12 announced this today. Obviously, this is big news for the Pac-12 because it is the biggest brand and the most viable brand that they have brought in to this point because of what Gonzaga means on the basketball stage and how good and prominent they have a basketball program. It does not help the Pac-12 as it pertains to football, for one. But at the same time, what this is, it's a big move by the conference to bring in Gonzaga because that is a national brand, a national name, and it does instantly give credence to the conference.
Well, it makes you a big-time basketball power. I think I saw somewhere on X, six of the eight member schools made the NCAA tournament last year. Like, that's a big deal. I mean, obviously, as Oregon State, Washington State fans, they want, you know, the Pac-12 to become that Power Five conference. It's never going to be that, especially when it comes to football. But sometimes, if you know your lane and the Pac-12 has decided, hey, our lane is we're going to be a really good basketball conference, there's still value in that. And you might be able to bring a team that they're more of a basketball school, but they still have that football element and continue to elevate yourself and find ways to, you know, still become be relevant and be a player, just albeit in a different avenue instead of football. You're now a player in basketball.
And look, it does. It's what the Big 12 did. The Big 12 mm-hmm. saw themselves on the outside looking in and said, fine, we'll just build a basketball power. And we heard about the potential of building the Big 12 and bolstering it in basketball with the addition of UConn. We'll see if that comes to fruition because those talks seem to have stalled. But for now, you look at where the Pac-12 is going to set their sights. They are going to set their sights on Grand Canyon and St. Mary's. Both of those programs have had really good runs, and Grand Canyon, relatively young program, but we saw them in the NCAA tournament this past year. St. Mary's, under Randy Bennett, has been outstanding and consistent in the WCC, but you want to farm your land of being a good basketball conference. Yeah, you add San Diego State, Gonzaga, any combination of St. Mary's or Grand Canyon, and then as you mentioned, Boise State, Colorado State, Washington State, all tournament teams from a year ago as well. They are heading in the right direction as a basketball conference. There's no problem with that. There is not, and because right now what they've done on the basketball side is far better than what they've added football-wise, and anything that's out there in the potential of adding anything football-wise, it's really good. They have carved and chose a path that makes them relevant in basketball. But also you got to look at it from the landscape of they are essentially trying to create a Big East West. Right?
A Big West.
Already a conference, already exists. Did you even know that?
Is it an FCS conference?
No, it's a basketball only. They don't have football. It's where Hawaii plays all their other sports outside of football.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that.
It's like Long Beach State and...
That's right, the beach.
UC Irvine, Fullerton, all those schools.
That's on me. That's on me. I should have known that. But, so then my question is, because you still have to add one more school that has a football program. And I'm all for, like, go get St. Mary's. Go get Grand Canyon. They've shown with St. Mary's over years and years and years that they can be a basketball power. Grand Canyon, they've shown that they can have success recruiting, especially with it's one of the cheaper schools, so you're able to get a lot more athletes in there. You're able to get a lot more walk-ons that way. Like, that's great. You still need that last football school. Where are you going to go and poach that team? Like, the Mountain West went in and grabbed UTEP. UTEP is not a football power, right? They're not a good football program. They're not a good basketball program, really. There's not a lot of success that's happened at UTEP. But they still grabbed that football school, so now they're over that threshold. So where does the Pac-12 go, and who can they grab that gets them into that Texas footprint? Because that's really what they want. They want to be able to be in Texas, have eyeballs from the Texas athletes and recruits. Who can you go grab from that state or from a neighboring state that you think would even be willing to jump? right now, because it feels like you would have thought UNLV would have been willing to make the jump, but they didn't. So then is it Texas State? Do you go after a team like that?
UTEP has been in conversations with the Mountain West. That's not really a great upgrade for the Mountain West, and it's...
I wouldn't say it's an upgrade.
Well, it's not.
It's a body. It's a warm body. Yep. So that
and that's
you
what Texas State would be, where you can go in and you can say, hey, welcome. I mean, there's the Sac State wanting to get into the Pac-12. Look, this is where the Pac-12 is at. Wherever you go from a football standpoint, as of right now, it's not good.
Right.
And it won't be a program that gets you to a power level. It really won't. And truly, like the only way that the Pac-12 would be able to do that, and this would even be a stretch, is if the ACC dissolves and you get Cal and Stanford back. But I don't know. I don't think that's even getting you to that level either. So, and as we're learning more and more, we're finding out that, all right, what the ACC's plan is they lose a couple, they're just going to backfill with the American Athletic Conference, which the American Athletic Conference is then going to try to go into the Mountain West and get schools like Air Force to come over and have all the academy schools. What we don't know what the future holds. What we do know right now is that Gonzaga is a good ad for this survival of the Pac-12, right? And
right.
We talked about this when all of this came about and all of the expansion conversations came about, right? The Pac-12 announcing the four Mountain West schools was still an awful idea, and it backfired on them tremendously.
It was too soon.
It was way too soon because they didn't have their, they didn't have not just the handshake agreements, they didn't have anything in writing. And you have to have that before you go out, and you have to make sure you are on firm footing. And what they did was they allowed the Mountain West to come back over the top because of the poaching fees and say, okay, UNLV, Air Force, we need you to hold this thing together. And UNLV and Air Force are now in a win-win situation to where if they stay in the Mountain West, they're not the bad guys. They don't get accused of running for greener pastures and leaving everybody else to die. Sounds familiar from a couple of fan bases, right? So they don't have that going against them. And if they win the lawsuit, if the Mountain West wins the lawsuit, you know that they have the money to give you that $25, $30 million, right? Mm-hmm. You know where that's coming from. It's coming from the poaching fees. And they're telling you, yeah, this is going to come from those poaching fees. Now, if the Mountain West loses that lawsuit and the Pac-12 doesn't have to pay, well, then UNLV says, deuces, we're going to the Pac-12. And everything is fine because the Pac-12 needs a football program. And UNLV right now is the most relevant football program remaining in a market that the Pac-12 wants to be in.
Right.
Vegas, right? So UNLV is in a win-win. Air Force, they know where they're going to go because they're going to go to the conference that Army and Navy are in. They're going to go to the American because the American is going, yeah, we'll take you because we know if the ACC starts losing members, where are they going to go? They're going to come to our backyard. Mm-hmm. So both of those schools, they won. They won. It was a win-win for those two because the Pac-12. And look, this wasn't the Pac-12 just being eager beaver and jumping up and saying, hey, we got four. We're going to announce it. Nah, they knew that something was coming down the pipeline. They had to acknowledge it, right? Mm-hmm. Or else it was just going to get leaked. And so they had to go, yep, we are adding four. And it put them in a really bad spot to land the other two that they needed.
Yeah. At the same time, though, well, I don't like what they did there, right? And they've put themselves in a bad spot and they've hurt themselves. I do appreciate that they have realized what they are going to be. There is no more illusions of getting back into being a Power Five. So how do you make yourself the big dog of the new pond that you swim in? You used to swim in the Power Five. You don't anymore. You swim in the group of five, group of six, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then go make yourself great at something and dominate something. And what the Pac-12 is trying to do is they're trying to dominate college basketball. And there's money in that. Text in here on the Vancouver Ford text line. Not as much money in the sport, but now you're a really good baseball conference as well. And that might be enough to keep Oregon State around, too.
Well, that keeps Oregon State baseball relevant, and that is huge for the Beavs in the long term. But I mean, let's make something clear. As a whole, Oregon State is an anomaly in this. There's very few baseball programs that generate revenue. Oregon State is one of them. I mean, that's not where money is made. But to the point of where I think Oregon State fans are, is it gives you relevance in the baseball landscape. And you don't have to go out and play an independent schedule because, yes, Gonzaga does have a good, solid baseball program. Grand Canyon has been to, you know, the postseason and been to the baseball tournament. San Diego State has a rich tradition of good baseball being played down there. Like, those are all positives. And, look, celebrate the wins right now, because that is a win for the Pac-12, is that you're becoming more relevant in basketball. You're not just going to be a one-bid league, deuces, the WCC. That's what you became. You just became the MEAC, where the West Coast Conference champion is now going to be a 15 or 16 seed, and that's all you're getting, folks, because you're not going to get any credit for that. That's them's the breaks. That's where you are. But the reality of it is the Pac-12 is surviving on basketball right now. Football is the biggest money generator. You're a long ways away. You're going to need to win that lawsuit against the Mountain West and get those poaching fees back so UNLV comes your way, because that's not just a football program that is, albeit not a rich tradition. This is their best start since 1983, for God's sakes, when Randall Cunningham and Kenny Mayne were on the team. And Icky Woods on that team in 83.
Ooh, did not know
but
that.
But this is a athletic department that is pumping money in. It's in a sexy market in Vegas that's growing and is flashy, and you want to be there right now. You need UNLV, because the options are what we just talked about: Texas State, UTEP. You want to go to San Marcos and El Paso? No, you don't want to do that.
No,
you're gonna want to be in Vegas.
100%. Now, you still have to get a little luck to go your way, but I can appreciate that. I think this is the best that the Pac-12 could do. Like, once everyone left and it's just Oregon State and Washington State, this was the best that they could do to make themselves relevant and to make people care about them. It's not what Oregon State fans want. It's not what Washington State fans want. And there are going to be people that still kind of look at this and go, meh, like, who cares? But it's the best that you could do. The best that you could do was turn yourself into a basketball conference that is pretty decent at football. When it comes to the group of five conferences, you're a pretty darn good conference right now. Fresno State has had a lot of success. Obviously, Boise State, they've had a lot of success. Right now, they're the favorite to be the group of five team that gets in. Obviously, Washington State and Oregon State in this type of conference, they're going to take a step back recruiting-wise just because they have to. They're not a Power Five anymore, but they're going to be relevant. Now, you're not going to be as strong as you are in basketball, but if the Pac-12 is getting 3 to 4 schools in to the NCAA tournament every 2 or 3 years, right? Let's say most years you're getting 2. Some years you're getting 3 or 4. That's a lot of money that's still getting back into the conference that gets redistributed to everyone, and it keeps people talking about you. And that's all you can care about right now. You want to be talked about, and yourself at that table.
This is a text, and I wholeheartedly agree with it, and it needs to be said. Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. Gonzaga doesn't do anything. It's not like the WCC has a major TV deal. That is true. I mean, Gonzaga does something.
It does.
But there is truth in that text. Gonzaga does not make this a $20 million a year TV deal.
Fair.
Doesn't do it. It means you are more relevant and you can tread water for a little longer, because, look, to anybody that wants to jump and say, well, now they're in a better basketball conference. They are, with San Diego State, right? This is not going to move the needle for TV broadcast partners. It just isn't. It truly is not.
Right.
And here is where Gonzaga is leveraging it and saying, well, we get a full share, and you guys play football and we don't? Okay, advantage us, because we don't have to fund a football program. And and have this deal that is not on par with the Power Four. And this is where I think when you were talking, Will, it just kept pinging in my brain there. Everything that we're talking about is the Pac-12 is making moves to be a Group of Five conference. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be a Power Four.
But you were never going to be one.
Never going to be one.
You were never going to be that. So be the best you can.
But I think in that, I think that needs to be reiterated because people are like, this is a zero move. No, it's not. Because in the Group of Five landscape, or Group of Six now, mm-hmm. in the Group of Six landscape, it is a big move to make sure that you do not get lapped by the other conferences that are in that Group of Six with you. You are bolstering your lot in life and saying, all right, are we now a better basketball conference than the MAC, the American, the Sun Belt? Yeah, I think you are, because you have had teams go to multiple Final Fours that are in your conference now.
Right.
When you, with the additions of San Diego State and Gonzaga. Yeah. And if you get another one of the two basketball schools that they're talking about with, you know, St. Mary's or Grand Canyon, then you get another competitive basketball program. Like, you are on more firm footing of the Group of Five. You're not the ACC. You're not the Big 12. But you know what? You're a damn good basketball conference. And that's where you want to be at. That's where they need to continue to position themselves and say, how do we stay as relevant as we possibly can? This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Because you're not going to be the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC, or the Big 12. You're not.
The expectations have to change. Yeah. And if you keep expecting the Pac-12 to be a Power 5, then you're going to continually be disappointed. Because there was no one that you were going to get, even if you got UNLV, that made you a Power 5 conference. Once everyone left, you were what you were. And that's a Group of Six conference. So go make the best of that situation. I remember I had a coach that had a conversation with me. Dusty, maybe you had the same thing as well back in high school, where I was upset. Like, I wanted to be a D1 kid. I wanted to be playing, you know, Mountain West football or playing Big Sky football. That was like kind of my dream, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember being upset that I didn't get that. And I had a coach pull me aside and just say, buddy, go make the big time where you're at. If you're at D2, go be the best D2 player that you can be. Right now, the Pac-12, you are a Group of Six conference. So go make the big time where you're at and go be the best Group of Six conference you can be. And right now, I feel like they're making moves to do that. They've had some mistakes. They've stepped on some rakes and gotten smacked in the face. But they're making the right moves.
Hey, Frosty Westring, legendary coach at Pacific Lutheran University, he literally wrote the book, Make the Big Time Where You're At. And that is it's phenomenal advice, and it does appear that that is what the Pac-12 is doing right now.